With Montana News, I'm Emily Proctor. The Arley celebration continues for the 117th year this weekend with ceremonial and traditional gatherings of Native Americans. On Thursday, rows of cars were parked and campers were there to enjoy food, face painting, teepees, and dancing. But there's also science. In one row of tents and campers, there's a spot that holds x-rays of animals, water bugs from a nearby river, and furry pelts piled on top of a table. A University of Montana museum called Spectrum is responsible for this site. But another school museum, a little more well-known, has also taken notice of Arley.
And I will never forget getting their application across my desk.
That's Julie Fouché. She works for Science Festival Alliance under MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Their goal? To help improve science festivals in Canada and the U.S. Fouché discovered Spectrum when they applied for a grant a few years ago.
The work that they do it's unparalleled, and I haven't seen something like this. We have a lot of festivals that serve different audiences. I haven't seen another one that reaches out into a community the way this one reaches out to the Native American community here and works with them and puts them in charge of, you know, the science and makes them the ones celebrating it.
Spectrum is here through their outreach program called the Science Learning Tent.
Yeah.
And today's focus is on ecosystems.
This little one right here?
Yeah.
How many tails you see?
One, two, three.
The exhibit started with suggestions from Sci Nation, a group of a half a dozen people on the Flathead Reservation who care about getting kids involved in science. They helped tailor Spectrum's traveling exhibits to be more specialized to the community's science needs. Stephanie Gillen is a wildlife biologist from the Flathead Reservation who works for the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes. She wants more people to return to the reservation to inspire the younger generation.
Positive role models that have either gone and gotten a higher education and are members within our tribe. I'm interested in just getting kids to realize that that's a possibility to go to college. It's a possibility to get a higher education and hopefully, you know, bring that back to the reservation.
The Science Learning Tent during the Arley celebration is the biggest project for Sci Nation. But they focus on having STEM events throughout the year, too. STEM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math, which is an acronym thrown around often in the learning tent. This focus on science year-round and Sci Nation's involvement is what sets them apart from other outreach programs through the Spectrum Museum. Spectrum Director Holly Truitt says the Flathead community has really set a precedent with their work.
So I define success right now for Spectrum as really the type of work that we're doing here on the Flathead Reservation in partnership with Sci Nation. And that is deep engagement that's community-based, working hand-in-hand with parents, with teachers, with STEM role models, to create programs that are uniquely designed to serve the children of that community and uniquely designed to move forward the social change that that community is working for.
The Science Learning Tent will be at the Arley Celebration today from noon to 8 p.m. with a new set of exhibits involving health and the human anatomy. Reporting for Montana Public Radio, I'm Emily Proctor.